earmarks or no, getting things done in the next Congress will still rely on lawmakers taking the political risk of crossing the aisle. Democrats powered through much of their agenda these past 2 years with the help of GOP lawmakers from New England, senators such as Susan Collins of Maine and later Scott Brown of Massachusetts. But many of the moderates who have been known for compromise are now gone, either ousted or retired. So who will back up the bipartisan talk with action next Congress? To find out, we turn now to Christina Bellantoni. She's the associate politics editor of Roll Call Newspaper on Capitol Hill. Hi there, Christina.
Hi, how are you?
So give us a scorecard. Who's gone? Who would have been a deal maker?
Well, in the House, you've seen a lot of these blue dog Democrats that were central to a lot of the deals that got done, particularly with health care reform. Where you had deals forged on abortion. You had a lot of pro-life Democrats. Blue Dog Democrats were also sort of the fiscal conservatives pulling the liberal side of the Democratic caucus more to the middle. Well, many of them are gone. More than half of the Blue Dog Democrats lost their elections.
Which is saying something. That was like a 60-strong caucus.
Yes, it was. And then you've also seen on the Republican side, conservatives won their elections. So you've really got very diametrically opposed caucuses right now. You've got a very liberal Democratic caucus still led by Nancy Pelosi. And then these House conservatives, many of them, quote unquote, Tea Partiers, who are going to be faced with tough decisions on fiscal spending, you know, raising the debt limit, those sorts of things. So I don't really see a middle in the House. You know, on the Senate side, it's very different. But the House, it's looking like you're going to have very, very polar opposites ideologically.
So let's talk about the Senate then. We often look to the same handful of lawmakers with each major piece of legislation to see which way they're going to go. Who are the lawmakers who are going to be crossing party lines this time around?
Well, I would definitely keep an eye on Scott Brown of Massachusetts and Olympia Snowe from Maine. Both were sort of crucial in a lot of big deals, but they're both on the ballot in 2012. Senator Snowe may get challenged from the right. You've had Tea Party candidates say that they'd like to go after her. She's potentially vulnerable there for the Democrats. And then Scott Brown is running now for a full term in 2012, and he has definitely forged a moderate streak. He supported Don't Ask, Don't Tell, as I mentioned. He also was the key vote in financial reform. So I think you're going to see a lot of pressure from the right for both of them to stop making deals. Another person to watch is Mark Kirk. He was always sort of considered the center of the House when he was a member of the House.
And this is the new senator from Illinois.
He's a Republican, and he also voted for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He's already been seated because it was a special election. Jim Webb is a fascinating figure. He hasn't said if he's going to run for re-election in 2012. He's definitely been a more conservative Democrat, and he is going to be potentially joining a lot of these Republicans on issues. Senator Richard Lugar is another one. He's up for re-election in 2012, could be challenged from the right. You're starting to sense the pattern here. And he has definitely been a good partner for President Barack Obama on this START treaty that just passed in the lame duck Congress dealing with nuclear weapons.
So but the message from the last election seems so loud that I have to wonder, some of these names you're talking about being up for re-election, I mean, should we essentially count them out of a bipartisan discussion?
I think that you will have to eventually count them out from the bipartisan discussion. I think that Democrats and Republicans, both because it's going to be much more close in the Senate this time, are going to be looking to these members, particularly, you know, Mark Kirk, Scott Brown, to be able to make deals. But I don't see a lot of final deals being made. My general prediction is that you're going to see a lot of action passed in the House symbolically. They'll probably pass a repeal of health care reform bill that will go nowhere.
And, of course, how much of this has to do with the issues that come up, the legislation that comes up? I mean, I have to assume that dealing with fiscal issues is very different from dealing with health care or climate change or some things that are considered more politically polarizing.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of budgets. You're going to see budget measures pass. You're going to see budget measures fail. You're going to see raising of the debt ceiling. And that's probably going to be the focus of it. You're not going to see a climate change bill. You know, the Energy Committee in the Senate, they've had all of these bills that were teed up to go that had all this bipartisan support. Those are all dead. I don't think they're going to come back before the next election.
But even the moderates were fiscally conservative, right?
They say they are, yes.
So the test will be in the next Congress,
yeah.
I guess. That's Christina Bellantoni, Associate Politics Editor of Roll Call Newspaper on Capitol Hill. Christina, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.